Here at the Combine with Peter Schrager. He covers the NFL for FoxSports.com. You know, as it pertains to the Texans, kind of up in the air who they might take. Some say wide receiver in the first round. Some say front seven help. Where do you see this team kind of looking 2 months out?
I would think wide receiver is the way to go. I think there's been this long search and quest for that second wideout ever since really Andre Johnson came onto the scene. I mean, Kevin Walter's always been solid. You've got all these young guys, whether it's Posey, Gene, that showed glimpses. And even Keyshawn Martin showed glimpses last year. But I still don't think they've replaced or even found that second receiver. And Jacoby Jones, for all his success in the Ravens, really was never that guy for the Texans. So there are some wide receivers available. I look at a guy like Terrence Williams, the kid from Baylor, that has all the intangibles, all the speed, all the size, all the measurables. And then there's also some of the underneath guys, which you also don't have. I mean, I feel like with the Texans, Tavon Austin would be a tremendous player, 5'8". Diminutive, little guy, but really fast. He says he's going to run the fastest 40 time we'll see. But I think wide receiver. But I know with the Texans, every year we try pegging a position, they go a different way. And they're usually right.
Yeah, you know, and they've done pretty well. They did well last year. They did well when J.J. Watt was around. Last year, this year, they're in sort of the same territory, late in the 20s, which is obviously you're doing something right if you're selecting there. With that in mind, if wide receiver is not a guy they go after, front seven-wise, which of these players that you've seen here that you've studied on tape kind of pique your interest and think would be a nice little fit?
Well, there's some really good young pass rushers that might slip. I mean, you've got a guy like Ziggy Ansah out of BYU. Everyone's comparing to the next Jason Pierre-Paul. We just met with him. He didn't know what football was in 2009. Wow. Comes in here, and he's a fantastic talent, but so raw. So, yes, he's considered possibly a top 20 pick, but if he slips, the way that defense performs against the quarterback, that could be a wonderful addition. And you think about what Watt does up front, do you need to have a linebacker and draft him there? I don't think so. I don't think you do. I think you need to have another pass rusher on the other side. And you don't know if Connor Barwin's going to be back. There are a lot of questions, but there are some outside pass rushing talents that are really worth looking at.
Matt Schaub is a starter at quarterback. That's not up for debate. However, Gary Kubiak has never made it a secret that he always looks for quarterbacks, you know, in the middle rounds and whatnot, because, you know, former quarterback himself, he thinks he can develop guys, is on the lookout for the 10-12 year starter. Do you see anyone that might have a flicker of hope that's probably not going to go in the first round?
It's funny you mention the Texans and quarterbacks. I always will think back to that divisional round loss to the Ravens in the playoffs, and looking at that sideline where you had Matt Leinart dressed up in, you know, obviously a jumpsuit because he was injured. Then you had Matt Schaub dressed up in a jumpsuit because he injured. I believe Jeff Garcia was on the sideline. Jake Delhomme maybe as well. Yep. And Kubiak and Greg Knapp. You had seven different quarterbacks around young T.J. Yates who looked like he had a deer in headlights. They've been questing for that backup quarterback for a long time. Is Yates the guy? Well, he looked good when he played. But if you have a second round, third round pick, and there's a guy like E.J. Manuel who slips, who's a super athletic, different kind of quarterback than Matt Schaub, it might be worth considering. I think Tyler Wilson, the kid out of Arkansas, if he slips, he might be worth selecting. But I don't think quarterback's their top priority in this draft. But like you said, second or third round, maybe.
Peter Schrager, always fun to talk with you. Good work here at the Combine. We'll definitely catch up with you before the draft itself.
Thank you. I was a big fan of On the Nose. I know we got to bring that back.